Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 89. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing. Or did you say hello, creepies, because hay is for horses? Is that right?
That's right. Hay is for horses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's so yesteryear. I'm sorry.
Cut his mic.
Yeah.
He should be right on that button right by
he's
now.
He's putting the brakes on real quick on this episode.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a little reminiscing before we hit the record button.
We start talking about funny movies and
comedies.
We could go on for hours. Yeah. The funny
thing.
We can start a whole nother podcast.
Seriously.
That's right.
Talking a little bit something about Mary and Office Space. Uh-huh. Two classics.
but I didn't get a piece of cake.
And a sprinkle of Spaceballs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my favorite, actually, with what you just said.
Good comedies. Good stuff. But yeah, we had a good guest chat. Mr. Daniel Bouts.
We did. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah,
he survived us.
He survived us. That's pretty much what it comes down to. So
I don't think we're very threatening.
I reached out to him. I haven't heard
back.
Speak
for yourself.
Oh, he did. He said, I did survive. Oh.
I will survive.
Hey, Sean.
Yes?
Why don't we just get right into it? What are we going to talk about?
Well, I have to be ready over here, but we're going to talk about Nate's pick, right?
Mm.
This is a local story or a haunted location. It's Morgan Monroe State Forest.
Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful, by the way.
Yes. It was. Good job.
But I like it.
Sean, what's your name? Sean.
Sean, yes. Still Sean.
Yeah, it was Nate's pick. And looking into it has a lot more than I thought.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
Yep.
Very creepy.
And then I have personally been there at night.
Oh, have you at night?
And down to the so-called cabins.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Or cabin.
Did you have any experiences, or are you going to tell us about that?
No, I wasn't.
Son of a gun. I feel cheated.
I didn't go there because I didn't know at the time. So I didn't go there with my radar.
You didn't have any flashlights?
Oh, I had flashlights.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was going to say, I was really going to be disappointed.
You think this guy's going to go without flashlights?
Well,
11 o'clock at night and
better have
pitch
something.
Black vegetation and trees. Yeah, I had flashlights.
Yeah, flashlights. Good.
Now, we were bored in high school, or maybe it's just out of high school. I think we're just out of high school. Okay. And, yeah, we, for whatever reason, decided to go down there, and it's a state forest, but it's not like a gated-off state park, so you don't have to pay an entry fee or anything like that. But to get down to the cabins and stuff, there's like a pullover little parking lot type thing and a trail to go down to them, and we were stopped by the police.
Oh, that's fun.
Before we went down the trail, and he's like, what are you guys doing? He's like, we're bored. Just thought we'd hike down to the cabin and hike back. So, well, the park actually closes at 10, but since it looks like you guys are not up to any mischief or anything. I'll let you guys hike down there. I was like, oh.
Nice.
Okay, thank you. Then the only warning says, well, if anybody's down there renting the cabin, then just don't disturb them, turn around, come back. I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. We will. So, but it's dark and, you know, waist-high shrubbery all around you.
Shrubbery,
you
say.
Yeah. So,
You found a shrubbist?
So you start hearing twigs snap out in the woods and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your flashlight only shines so far.
Yeah.
Like, whoo! Luckily, there's like, I think there's like 7 or 8 of us.
Okay.
You know, you're protected in numbers. At least I knew I can run faster than most of them.
That's all
you
right. Do.
Did you find
don't be the last.
Did you find the Blair Witch while you're out there? Is that what
I was looking, yeah. Sort of what it reminded me of, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Would have been around that time.
Woods are scary in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your imagination plays with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get into it.
You want me to give a little foundation?
Yeah, a little bit.
The Morgan Monroe State Forest is a state forest in Morgan County and Monroe County of Indiana and is the second largest state forest in Indiana. The 24,000-acre comprising the 24,000 acres comprising this deciduous forest was abandoned farmland, as the previous residents realized that the land's rocky soil was very poor for agriculture purposes. In 1929, the state of Indiana purchased the land to prevent further erosion and to create the state forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never been there. I have not been to it.
You've probably driven through it. You've gone down to Bloomington, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've driven through it.
Okay.
All that forest down there is part of it.
Oh, is that okay?
It's big.
Okay. Well, I guess I've driven through it, but not gone there too.
You didn't go to the cabins then, huh?
I did not.
I did. I have not.
I did not do that. So no. So you either one of you want to start with a story? Anything?
I did not know this about it. It is a home to one of Indiana's most haunted places, the Step Cemetery, which should be the main event of any hike. The infamous cemetery is well known for its ghost apparitions, voices, and other paranormal sightings. Even the graves are off-putting with messages like, "Never at rest." Perhaps the most eerie story of paranormal events in this cemetery is the one of baby Lester.
Mm.
The fading numbers on the grave say only 1987. There are no specific dates of the birth or death. Legend says that Lester's mother's ghost often appears sitting on the tree stump crying over her lost child.
Hmm.
Others have even claimed to have seen this woman dig up her baby's bones and cradle them, returning them back to the grave before leaving. You'll find small tokens of tribute all over baby Lester's grave.
And so it only has the year 1987, but you really don't know the birth or the
birth
death.
Birth or death.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I didn't know that there's a graveyard there. Or cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of Step Cemetery, but I'd
heard of it too.
But I didn't know it was here. I didn't know it was in the state forest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. What do you got, Sean?
Draper Cabin is also steeped in dark legend. This cabin in the woods has a sign on the trail to notate its position. You can actually stay here overnight if you're willing, yet most campers never make it. They flee because of paranormal presences, loud footsteps, weird noises, and a general feeling of dread and uneasiness. Even hikers who have stopped here move on rather quickly. No matter where you hike in the forest, keep an eye out. There are a high number of claims of Sasquatch or Bigfoot sightings reported on this forest, so watch your step.
Oh, step. Step Cemetery.
Step Cemetery. You like that? See, that's how I got named that.
Probably. I like what you did there.
Bigfoot named it, right?
Yes, that is the cabin that we hiked down to.
Draper.
Mm-hmm.
Draper.
And I don't know. I don't know if we really felt like dread and eeriness, but just seeing the dark cabin in the middle of the dark woods and... We didn't hang out for very long. We turned back around, started heading back.
Yeah. Cut your losses before they before they start, actually.
We didn't want to meet Blair Witch.
Yeah, right.
And I had no know-how of a Sasquatch being part of these woods either.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Sasquatch. Interesting. I have a little paragraph here. It says, numerous stories exist around this cemetery that all point to it being haunted, as we said. As you said, Nate, said some say an apparition of an old woman roams the grounds. Legend has it that her German shepherd was hung from a tree by fraternity boys as a result. She, being a witch, cursed the boys and the cemetery. Another ghost of a mother also exists here. Her infant boy was killed by a car, and overtaken by her grief, she spent her remaining days at the cemetery talking and singing to her son by a tree. Some say they've heard soft cries and singing near the boy's grave.
Mm.
Kind of sad. Yeah.
I like that there's some other history behind it that I'm not real, you know, familiar with a lot of this, but Indiana's first civilian conservation corps camp was in Morgan Monroe State Forest in May 1933. The fire tower for the forest is no longer usable, but in 1999 was placed on the National Register of Historic Places, an Ameriflux FluxNet tower for the purpose of measuring water, carbon dioxide, and the heat levels in a mixture. I'm sorry, and a mixed hardwood ecosystem is located within the forest. This tower is now maintained by Indiana University's Department of Geography. Recreation activities including 4 hiking trails, hunting in the state forest is for deer, fox, ruffed grouse, raccoon, squirrel, and turkey. Another highlight is the Draper Cabin, which we talked about, which is 100 years old and may be rented overnight. Cherry Lake is noted for its fishing. There are 3 lakes in the forest. One of the lakes, Bean Blossom, is dry due to a dam failure in November 1993. Morgan Monroe State Forest, along with nearby Yellowwood State Forest, are among the very few places in Indiana where one can pan for gold. Although a free permit is required first before doing any prospecting. Indiana University's Morgan Monroe Observatory is located in the Morgan Monroe State Forest as well. It's interesting.
What was the other name? You said there was another forest.
Yellowwood State Forest. It's nearby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
But you can pan for gold. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Back in, what is this, July 24th of 2021, someone set Baby Lester's grave ablaze.
Oh, no.
Someone set it all on fire. What would you
Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
That ticks me off. I don't like freaking people that do that, you know, vandalism. Don't like it. I want to share this with you. I've got a few people have shared their personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, it's titled, Something Is There. This person says, I was working second shift and after work decided to squirrel hunt and I parked my car at the gate that has a trail to the cemetery, and this trail goes far beyond the cemetery into the forest where I was going to hunt. But it stops at the cemetery, and I use my flashlight to look at some of the old graves, and I sat down on the ground, leaned back against a tombstone, and fell asleep in an instant. I woke up when the sun hit my face through the trees. My shotgun was across my lap. I experienced nothing but a deep 6-hour sleep.
Wow.
That was in the late 1970s, and before I knew the history of Stepp Cemetery, it says, I have been back many times, and it always felt different after I found out that it was supposed to be haunted. I do believe something is there. I have felt it. However, I haven't seen anything out of the ordinary. In reality, it may just be my imagination, but I think there have been a lot more vandals there than actual ghosts. But one thing is definite. I won't ever get caught sleeping there at night again. Something is there. I have felt it both during the day and after dark. It's a beautiful, serene cemetery, especially in the late fall, and I hope visitors will respect it and the dead. DNR and conservation officers will not be happy if you're seen there after 11 p.m. Fair warning, they can be scarier than the ghost lady in black guarding Baby Lester's grave.
Shoo!
So, I don't know if I could fall asleep, though, in a...
I don't think so.
For 6 hours?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Guy must have been tired. Anyway. What did you guys have?
I had a review from a guy that was, he and his wife went to the Stepp Haunted Cemetery. Says, we were really searching for the haunted cemetery that's in the forest. The cemetery is not marked, but it actually took us longer to find the forest than the cemetery. The cemetery has taken a lot of damage. My wife found a gravestone of a Confederate soldier. She felt this was very strange since Indiana was in the Union. My most interesting find was a grave-sized pile of young children's toys and stuffed animals. Didn't appear there was a headstone, however. Many of the toys were quite modern. People are still being buried in this very ancient cemetery in the 21st century. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Yeah, I found an article on someone that used to go there as a teenager and... sort of like a rite of passage from adolescence to young adults.
Okay.
He said, on one occasion, in the parking lot, we encountered a jingling apparition of a man running the forest road. He was wearing a tank top and short running shorts, and he must have had some kind of bell on him because he made a jingle with every stride.
He's jingling, baby.
Maybe he was a living man, but who runs at 1 a.m. in the morning in the middle of the forest? My friends insisted he was a phantom. One of the most unsettling experiences I encountered was a group of people holding candles and gathered in a circle towards the back end of the cemetery. From the distance in which we saw them, some appeared to be wearing cloaks. We didn't hang around to find out what they were doing, but at 11 p.m. at night, we assumed it was diabolical. Admittedly, they may have been nothing more than teenagers attempting to contact the famous phantom, phantom of the cemetery by means of seance. I was told by a sheriff deputy that there was a lot of occult activity in the forest.
There it is.
So, yeah. Makeshift antlers and butchered animals have allegedly been found during satanic ritual activity. He was later told by a friend that practiced Wicca, which is the white witchcraft and nature worship, that the forest was a popular meeting grounds for Wicca, Coven, and Neo-Druids, who were harmless. So, yeah.
Is that what you're talking... This talks about... is that the Crabites? Is that what you're talking about?
The what? Crabites?
This says there was once a religious cult or sect that was referred to as the Crabites. These individuals... Or Crabbits, I don't know. These individuals would often gather in common religious... belief and engage in a multitude of unusual activities. We'll let your imagination go with that. Many have claimed that the Steppe Cemetery was often the location that they met and indulged in the activities that they enjoyed. These activities seem to have included sky-clad or nude rituals, woo, the delicate handling of snakes, and even other activities that consisted of the whole group. We'll let it go with that. In addition to this, it was believed that they spoke in tongues as a means of communication from their gods. Many have claimed that they have heard what sounded like chanting and may have even seen a spirit that may have been part of this group. Yikes. Okay. I've never heard of that.
No. And so coming off of that, this is a... So this guy, his title for his little, it says scary, okay, I'll say scary crap. He said, I saw some scary crap and hit the dip when we could saw, okay, saw some scary crap and hit the dip when we could, this is really hard to read. We saw a ritual happening with some people in robes and we weren't sticking around for that. Obviously, he's not good at his grammar. So,
he
says, scary as... Okay. So, let's move on to this one. It says, demonic, not ghostly experience. This is a hot spot for demonic activity. Mm. We heard and recorded many noises, heavy steps that could be felt in the ground, low growl, heavy breathing, clearly not human in nature, returned whistle sounds.
Sasquatch.
We did a mini or some about an area like a graveyard that you whistle and then it whistled back. Didn't we do something like that? Like at
maybe sounds familiar.
Up north. Anyway, it just made me think about that. Whistle sound, a baby crying, many orbs, shadow figures, and lastly, a very solid looking figure in a black dress that was absolutely not a lady, but rather a demon, as I got a very clear look at the face before being knocked out. Mm-hmm. Upon regaining consciousness, the car doors would unlock. They simply made a whining noise as if being restrained. If you want activity, this place is a sure bet. I don't mess with demonic activity, so I will not be returning.
Wow.
Got knocked out, huh? Maybe he's got a good left hook.
What happened after he was knocked out?
I don't know. I don't know, Nate.
I think
that's scary, though. He was naming all kinds of, the growls, heavy breathing, orbs, shadow figures.
I have this one that's saying the lady in black is the mother mourning the death of her newborn child, but maybe he saw a different lady in black.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's saying it's demonic.
Yeah.
Then there's also... Lady in White legend. During the witching hour, an apparition of a woman wearing white could be seen wandering the cemetery. It was alleged that in the 1930s or 40s, she was in an automobile accident on a nearby road that took her life on her wedding day. There was a stump in the cemetery, and if someone touched this stump during witching hour, they would supposedly invite wrath of the phantom lady death, reportedly followed her touch.
Oh, man.
Really?
You can see why there's so much ominous, you know, on the surface when you talk about, like, oh, you know, the hikers kind of get freaked out and keep moving, and people in the cabin can't make it. You can see why in this, in the cemetery.
What are you guys going on there?
I don't think I want to be buried there.
This paragraph says, no matter where you hike in this forest, keep an eye out. There are a high number of claims of Sasquatch or Bigfoot sightings reported in this forest. So watch your step.
Crazy.
Do you guys have any stories about Bigfoot or
Sasquatch? I have not found any.
Just that they mentioned that.
That they go through there.
He's in there.
Yeah.
I don't have any personal accounts that I found, no.
I don't either. I have a lot of the Lady in Black, Shadow Figures, the
cemetery.
Yeah, like the activity with the robed, you know, sound like a cultist. But I couldn't find anything about actual Bigfoot stories or encounters. Still, just knowing that that's a possibility is kind of creepy.
I've heard of Sasquatches or Bigfoots going across the state, but, you know, in different places. But
yeah,
I was not familiar with, but it makes sense.
This person's talking about a folk magic practice there called hoodoo.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of hoodoo.
And
hoodoo?
Who would have left either a coin or a toy on their grave to pay the spirit for an ounce of graveyard dirt to be used in a charm or spell? This is a common practice with hoodoo practitioners and comparable systems of folk magic. Later visitors followed suit without knowing the true reason for the practice. Baby Lester is now quite powerful.
Wow.
Mm.
What in the actual heck?
Baby Lester.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
The summoner.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Man, I Sean, write this down. Are we
writing? Oh, I'm right. Yep. That's already wrote down.
That's pretty close to us.
It's been wrote.
This person says he encountered a ghost of a drunk man.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
This guy says, I took many pictures at the Step Cemetery. Some of the pictures seems to back up the stories of the Step Cemetery, the woman in black, the dog that was hung, and many of smoky, ghostly photos. Also, I got a picture of a ghost man laying up against a headstone. He had a guitar in his lap. He was looking straight at me. It seemed a drunk man went to Step Cemetery to play for the dead. And when he died, they buried him there.
Hmm.
Who knows? That's the only one I came across for a drunk
super
guy.
Super scary.
But they also, we're talking about the car malfunctions. I've seen two other stories. This one says, in 1980, some friends and I visited the cemetery at midnight. Noises scared us, and we ran back to the car to leave, and none of the windows would roll up, in parentheses, manual windows. We were only able to roll them up after we left.
Hmm.
So, that'd be...
This is a great one. I mean, honestly, good job, Nate.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, we got all kinds of stuff. We got the Lady in Black, Lady in White, possible Bigfoot, orbs, shadow figures.
Mafia boss Lester.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got cult members, occult members. What else we got? Man, we got all kinds of stuff.
It's a Heinz 57.
A drunk guy.
Jogger.
Yeah.
Mr. Jingles.
Yeah, Mr. Jingle Jangles. Pretty cool. Yeah, this one says, so many high school nights. Yeah, it's funny. They used to just said there was four of them that went out and for 20 minutes, they just kept hearing things in the tree line and by the older graves. Stopped and listened. Next thing we heard, a low growl and a snap. Never ran so fast in my life.
Oh, I bet. I would.
But they say, we miss that place like crazy.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
I like
I remembered when we were hiking through there. I mean, we're having fun, just hanging out, doing something that night. But then.
Yeah.
You could tell all of us just had a little bit of uneasiness of, like, you know.
How could you not?
You're out in the middle of the woods and you're hearing twigs snap and you're like, oh, what's that? Oh. Yeah.
If it's animals, you're like, crap, what kind of animal? Or if it's some guy that's going to murder you, some serial killer.
Yeah.
Or is it a ghost.
And like I said, you're
mad. I don't know what would have happened if a Sasquatch would have jumped out of the trail.
Man, yeah. Poop your pants.
Again, just don't be the last one.
Yep.
That's right.
Got to outrun the...
Your imagination plays tricks on you, too, but sometimes, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's some weird stuff out there.
I wish I knew about the cemetery.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting to
go hike check there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all could.
We could do a live recording.
We do hikes.
Mako on location at the Draper Cabin.
That's right. Oh,
we'll have at nighttime. We'll have to buy the wouldn't that be Mako cool? generator.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta, we're good for it. Right?
Got to make it work, right? Mako it work.
It's a really long
extension. So we'll do it like at midnight, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll invite people to come out and hang with us, and they can bring their flashlights, candlelights.
A generator, really long extension cord, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Right? Guns in case Sasquatch comes. And or he might want to just hang out, you know. Roast some hot dogs and mm-hmm. marshmallows. And
pass him a s'more.
Yeah. There you go. You telling me Bigfoot wouldn't like a s'more? I guarantee he does.
As long as it doesn't get stuck in his fur.
Oh, that would be bad. All matted, you know. And he's like, oh, then he's ticked.
Yeah.
Smell like hot dog juice.
Yeah. I know he wouldn't be able to talk, but
he gets home, his wife is going to be like, where are you been?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, anything else, guys?
I don't think so.
That was mm-hmm. a fun topic.
That was cool.
Well, check it out. You did write that down, right?
I wrote it down twice, awesome. Actually, yeah.
Well, then, you know what? I'm going to look to this guy. Nate, what do you got for us?
Well, we still haven't found Sasquatch, but unfortunately, that's a wrap.
Mm, poor Sasquatch. Sasquatch. Do we want to find him if we went there?
I don't know.
I don't have a gun.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I have a feeling he can probably outrun us.
Again,
but he stinks to high heaven. So I don't know. I don't think we want him.
Is that a Sasquatch or is that a skunk?
Yeah. That's a, and I don't know about those occultist people.
Oh yeah, I'd stay away from that.
That freaks me out.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a sacrifice.
Creepy vibes. Yeah,
I'm not physically scared of them. I don't think, but
like I can handle.
I don't want to be cursed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking. I don't want to be
a hex.
That's mojo. Yeah,
I don't want to be a like I said. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah,
that's
I
can, right. Whoop, ha!
But I mean, I'll Cobra Kai him. But my point is, I don't want to be. Yeah,
a little Judy chopping.
Oh yeah. What if they have like a Ouija board? You know they're using. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't want that.
That might be the reason for the lady in black.
Mm. And the lady in white.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a gray lady? Somewhere in the middle.
Oh, I'm sure somewhere in the middle, yep.
Let's quit.
Gandalf the Grey.
Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 89 and our discussion on the spooky Morgan Monroe State Forest. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.